I'm glad to be with you today. Can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Okay, fantastic. I'm going to do the message a little bit differently today, so hope you enjoy it. Mama loves you, Papa loves you, Jesus loves you. Good night. This is my earliest memory. And I remember it because I heard it every single night when my parents tucked me into bed. So now, my childhood. Tag, you're it. Ooh, hey, come on over here. Let's build some sandcastles. Hey, you know what? There's enough of us. Let's play Red Rover. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Carmen right over. Mom, Dad, we're playing here. You want me to come over there? But we're playing. Can it wait? No. Okay. No, no, I don't want to leave. No, 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 no. Mama, I'm so sad. Papa, I'm so sad. Jesus, I'm so sad. My father got transferred. We had to leave. Had to leave all my friends. Wasn't prepared. I went from having about 30 kids in the neighborhood who were all about my age to moving to a neighborhood with one other girl, and we were nothing alike. I was so lonely. I was not prepared. But was I? Mama loves you, Papa loves you, Jesus loves you. Good night. Move on to my first career. Zoom, 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 zoom. What? Oh, thanks. The city that I moved to gave me the opportunity that I would not have had in the city where I lived. It gave me the opportunity to fulfill my childhood dream. When, you know, lots of adults, you know this perfectly well, ask little kids, what do you want to do? What do you want to be when you grow up? And I always said, I want to go to the Olympics and I want to travel the world. I got to go to the Olympics. I got to travel the world. I coached Olympic medalist. I coached world medalist. I coached a national champion. I coached a Pan American champion. I was on the fast track. I was moving up that ladder, and nothing could stop me. Or so I thought. Five swimming starting blocks that were stored improperly came crashing down on my head. They weighed in total about 185 pounds. Yeah, a lot. And I was in bed for about 3 years. I was not prepared. Here I was, you know, had the world by the tail, or so I thought. And then I was in bed for 3 years. I wasn't prepared. Or so I thought. Mama loves you. Papa loves you. Jesus loves you. Good night. And on to a more personal life. Oops. Yeah, I got married, woohoo! Oh, thank you. Oh, let me give you a hug. After being in bed for 3 years, we got a telephone call at the house. And the person said, we're organizing a trip to Brazil, a mission trip, combination construction medical. And we heard you speak Portuguese. Who in Iowa speaks Portuguese? And they said, would you please consider being the translator for our group? And I said yes. There were going to be medical people there. My parents decided to go. So we all went on a mission trip. And that mission trip just changed my life. I'd always been a church-faring person, but that mission trip really changed me. For I had not been useful. I had been, you know, very driven person, and I had not been useful. I had been in bed for 3 years, and all of a sudden, I felt useful again. And if you've ever been in that situation or have known someone who's in that situation, to be useful again is overwhelming. And that overwhelming feeling led me to seminary. And my first job out of seminary was in the mission field. And in the mission field, I met my husband, Doug. And just the love of my life. We, you know, had the love of God, the love of Jesus, and the desire to go out and help other people in common. We were very equally yoked. But Doug died. I wasn't prepared. But maybe I was. Mama loves you. Papa loves you. Jesus loves you. Good night. Harper. Love you. Ah! No! No! Harper was my 4-year-old great-niece. She was adopted into our family along with two of her sisters. They were black. During the Black Lives Movement insurrections that were taking place in Seattle and Minneapolis when they were burning down, Harper was standing on the side or on the curb out in front of her house getting ready to go across to the park when a woman came and intentionally hit Harper. Because of the color of her skin. She was 4 years old. My nephew and his wife had to make a decision if this became public. Cedar Rapids would have burned down too. And so the woman ended up being charged with an avoidable accident. I wasn't prepared. You know, I had an answer when we moved. You know, I saw, even though I wasn't prepared to move, I saw, you know, God's grace in all of that, because I was prepared to see it. When I had my head injury, I ended up seeing a purpose in it. It led me to still work with teams, mission teams. It still allowed me to travel the world. God hadn't taken anything from me. I saw a purpose in it. When Doug died, even though I was prepared for an answer never came. Sometimes answers don't come, even though we're prepared. For Harper's death, you know, we ask why, and we're prepared for an answer, but sometimes answers don't come to us. But, you know, one of the things is that God doesn't promise us sunshine and tacos every day. I'd like it. I love tacos. But we're not promised sunshine and tacos every day. However, we are promised that on the other side of whatever it is, God will provide us a rainbow if we are prepared to accept His grace through our faith, our hope, and our thanksgiving. Amen. Oh, thank you. This was not a story about woe is Denise. This is a message about coming out on the other side and experiencing the rainbows. So don't think that, you know, I think, whoa, whoa, whoa is me all the time, because I don't. Look for the rainbows. Sometimes you're not going to see them. Sometimes you're not going to get that answer, but they're there, and you have to trust God. Be prepared enough, and have faith enough, and have hope enough, and have thanksgiving enough, that an answer is there. We just might not know it.
Amen. Okay. Thank you.